Keith Gordon, who directed the new movie A Midnight Clear, isn't a first-timer. He also directed the little-known independent feature The Chocolate War. If you saw him, you might recognize him because he's also been a movie actor. He starred as the heroic kid in Brian De Palma's Dressed to Kill and as the owner of a car with a mind of its own in the Stephen King thriller Christine. Is he better off directing? Stephen Schiff reviews A Midnight Clear.
Keith Gordon's talents as a director lie just where you might expect them to, in the way he works with his cast. A Midnight Clear has six central performers, most of them young actors you might have dismissed when you saw them in various John Hughes-style high school hijinks movies. Now here they are doing the best screen work they've ever done. Gordon wrote the movie, too. He's adapted it with enormous fidelity and care from a little-known novel about World War II by the pseudonymous William Wharton, the man who wrote Birdie. Wharton was 17 when he joined the Army, and the movie has preserved the novel's youthful wit. The narrator is sensitive and self-effacing and cynical and scared out of his mind. And that tone is what keeps the movie alive. It has to, because the story can't quite manage. A Midnight Clear is pretty familiar stuff. Yet another decimated patrol gets sent on yet another hopeless mission by yet another insane and narcissistic commander. This time, the scene is the Ardennes Forest. The time is Christmas, 1944, and the patrol is a squad of unusually brainy young soldiers led by a sergeant named Will Not, or Won't, as his comrades call him. He's played very well by Ethan Hawke. His orders are to occupy a house in unexplored territory and to use it as a radio post for a week, reporting back on what his men find. But the house turns out to be a chateau, full of fine paintings and good wine and eerily mocking statuary. It's all too nice and too easy, and then stranger things start happening. The patrol sees signs of the enemy, but the Germans don't fire on them. Instead, they sneak around at night, hooting and giggling. And when our boys throw a grenade at them, they return fire with snowballs. Eventually, this sort of behavior can unhinge you. In this scene, one of the young soldiers, played by Ari Gross, apprises Sergeant Knott of the initiative he's just launched against the enemy.
I got wet working out a little surprise for our Teutonic friends. What, a trap? Built a snowman. Right where we dropped our stuff. I used pine needles for a mustache, and then a branch, like an arm, giving the Nazi salute. I even put a few pine branches over one eye. It's not a bad resemblance.
Jesus, Dan. They could have come up from behind you, made a few well-placed critical comments, and one more ventilated whiz, kid.
In the end, you know the movie's going to be telling us all about the futility and absurdity of war. And the lesson doesn't feel a lot fresher this time than it did the last thousand. And as good as Gordon is with actors, he's no stylist. His ensemble scenes are lively and pungent, but he can't always get the mechanics of storytelling right. And sometimes it's hard to figure out just what he thinks he's showing us. Although the movie's climax is very nearly as stunning as Gordon means it to be, he fritters away the energy he's built up in a long coda that meanders when it ought to gallop. Still, it's good to see these faces. Kevin Dillon, Matt's little brother, playing more quietly and intently than ever before. Frank Whaley, who usually winds up in sidekick roles, playing the patrol's moral center with an unexpected poignancy. Ari Gross, who generally gets stuck in Weisenheimer parts, making his character excitable and vulnerable and tragic all at once. And Gary Sinise, the stage actor-director who starred in The Grapes of Wrath, playing the squad's lone nutcase with a lovely gravity. A Midnight Clear isn't a fully achieved movie, but there are a lot of terrific futures on display in it.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.